guys! This is your host, Miranda, of the Life Sucks podcast. Just wanted to remind you that, as always, copyright licensing information can be found in the episode notes, as well as any content or trigger warnings. And of course, I wanted to thank you for listening in, be it your first time or you are an avid listener. And to let you know that we are available to subscribe pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we stream exclusively from anchor.fm. I am on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr as Miranda Gilastorm, M. Gilastorm in some inversion of that. So find me, follow me, like, subscribe, you know, do your thing. And again, thank you for listening, and on behalf of our whole Life Sucks podcast crew, I hope that you enjoy this podcast.
Good.
Okay, so welcome to the Life Sucks podcast.
Woo!
You said queso.
Not cheese. No cheese. Cheese is bad.
Nacho cheese. Yeah, it's cheese.
Just all the salt.
Shut up. Shut up with your bullshit salt. Okay?
Brittany only earned the salt.
Should we context this?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Fair enough. It's on the table if you need it.
It's on Micah's table. Anyways, I am Miranda. I am your host of the Life Sucks podcast. I am joined tonight by the majority of our crew. We are missing one very important member because she is in the hospital right now. So if everybody would feel free to comment, like, subscribe, and send your thoughts, prayers, and general good vibes to our contributor, Riley.
Yeah, way to ditch us, Riley.
Oh yeah, she totally ditched us to die in the hospital. That's great.
I'm sorry, I can't come to the podcast. I'm dying. In the hospital.
For the record, she's not literally dying. We anticipate her release tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Ideally.
Support the official release.
Yes. but yes, please send positive vibes her way. That would be great.
Sometimes I leak.
More stuff for Brittany to edit out.
And then I wake up stuck to my bed.
Dude, okay, don't edit that out.
Alright, so Britt will attest to the fact that I have a problem with sweating when I sleep.
Well, you are the moist boy.
Where is this leading to?
Sticking to the sheets.
I wake up and, like, there's literally, like, a giant dark puddle where I was sleeping all night.
Okay, so, like, you can tell which side of the bed is his and which is mine.
So Kaz haven't been being in my bed, Cody's been laying down in while I'm sleeping.
I just drench everything.
He just comes in and hugs me and then leaves.
It's a distinct possibility.
It's bad.
Like, it reeks.
Ask Brittany how bad it is.
It reeks. Like, there's a reason there's, like, bottles of body spray in our house. Anyways, so today I am, in fact, joined by, you guessed it, my husband, Cody, Josh, our roommate / assistant producer and entrepreneur, and TJ
and Katie's ducking in to say hi real quick,
and Katie, my sister-in-law, ducking in to say hi. All right, so tonight's topic is sexuality and gender identity. Things surrounding that. Josh looks suddenly uncomfortable.
I need an adult.
I am an adult.
We all are adults. Unfortunately.
Except her. She is not an adult.
She just ran away from her own feelings, so.
The cat. We're talking about the cat.
I relate.
You'll never catch me, gay thoughts.
It kind of felt like when Riley was trying to pursue me when I was still single, I was just running away from my... I was running away from Riley, basically.
We know. You friend-zoned her. Hard.
Help! I was scared. But that... but then she, like...
We all knew you were interested when you would volunteer to pick her up every week.
I took all of 15 seconds to get off track.
I'm very sorry. Okay, so...
The intro almost happened today.
We're on track. It may not be the right track, but it's a track. Unfortunately, it's going the wrong way. We're about to crash into another train and kill a bunch of people.
Did you hear
that
Joe
sounds like a great premise for a card game.
Did you hear Joe has Ligma?
Joe.
Joe Mama. That's the double setup.
What's the other one? What's Ligma?
Ligma balls.
Oh dear God, what is this?
I'm surrounded by dads. Surrounded by fathers.
Bang. Bang.
That's funnier than I expected to be.
No!
That's good.
No!
I gotta use that.
No!
You sound like a cat that's about to attack. No!
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 No! Oh man, I'm on a killing spree tonight.
Shut up! Just because you wasted us in Smash does not mean anything.
How much did you smoke tonight?
He hasn't yet. They have been out there for hours.
It's a contact high.
It's true. I did have to open the porch door
because there
were things smoking.
Although if I scratch my beard sometimes, my fingers smell like weed.
This is going so far off the rails.
When I run out, I'm just gonna shave.
We're not even on a train anymore. We're in a fucking submarine.
We're tanking.
You broke the TJ again! You broke the TJ again!
We're tanking!
I think the living room is a good spot for this. I think it does the trick. We killed him. We broke the TJ.
I'm sorry, I'm no longer in the podcast.
He has exited the chat.
I have exited the pod chat.
TJ has left the chat.
TJ disconnected from the server.
Oh, we're such nerds.
TJ's been booted due to inactivity.
Help, I'm drowning.
He's been removed from the alliance.
I'm drowning and my body is crying.
Oh, dear God. All right, I'm going to move us back on track.
Okay.
I'm going to do so by volunteering. I know I have mentioned before, but I am technically asexual and biromantic. As far as my sexuality goes.
What is biromantic?
I am romantically interested in people of both genders, all genders, whatever.
Oh.
But I'm not particularly interested in sex, so I am technically asexual.
Gotcha.
So, that is how I, quote unquote, identify, as the kids call it these days.
Alright, TJ's back.
TJ has rejoined the chat.
He lagged out for a minute.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry, my server crashed. It tanked.
He had to reset his modem.
He blames the lag.
As I do in most things.
Yes.
Even at work.
So, yes. So, yes, my identity is complicated. Mainly because I'm crazy, and a lot about me is wired crazy, but I feel like having the words to put to things is important, and so I like to put them out there for other people to hear and understand and acknowledge.
The only identity you need is in Jesus.
Holding up a gun. Okay, so just so you listeners out there know, Brittany just threw her hat at Cody, and Cody responded accordingly.
I love my hat too. It was a sacrifice.
I bought you that hat.
You did buy me this hat.
I can take it away.
Fuck you.
I thought you said you were asexual.
It's an expression.
I'm trying so hard.
We're gonna lose TJ. Oh dear God.
Have you played the end of Lost Souls? Dark Souls.
You got the game wrong. Oh my God, we should do the Try Not to Laugh challenge on a podcast.
You're losing.
So far, I'm winning.
I'm okay.
He's winning at making us laugh.
True. Okay, I can keep it straight.
Okay. So, I volunteered my information. Somebody else's turn.
Okay. I'll put mine out there. I feel like this is not really a part of my life I've explored to a specific thing. Like, I haven't pinned anything. It kind of just feels like I'm in, like, default mode. So, straight.
Right.
So I can't really say there's anything additional onto that. Like, if there's any specific attachments that lead me to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I feel like that's just kind of where I stand. It's just I'm very default. I think that's probably the most accurate way I can put myself right now. Which I don't even know what that would contain. So,
well, if you're feeling a little curious, George, we can Dora the Explorer.
Oh dear God. It's really hilarious to me that you say that your default is straight, because like when people like sitting next to me go, they would make a cute couple. I don't, by default, look at a heterosexual couple.
Yeah.
Well, part of that is because you spent half your life involved in the shipping community and nobody ships straight characters, so...
But it's also because that's my default true, is not straight.
True. Ships are basically just, let's make them gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened.
There's
with
nothing
Legend
wrong
Aura,
with that.
No, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but that is exactly what the shipping community is.
But think about Legend of Korra.
Well, yeah.
Until they went, what if we actually wrote this well and made it gay?
Yeah, but like,
and it added so much to her character.
I don't feel like it did though.
But
I feel like
it
was just unwarranted and just shoved in there because they made a mistake.
No,
that's
like,
some fart bending.
They decided.
Fart bending confirmed.
When we decided to do a
I'm gonna pause this for just a second. For those of you listening at home, there are two separate conversations going on here.
It's because we don't have any idea what you guys are talking about.
I hope you guys are able to keep track
of this. Ours is actually relevant. Ours is actually relevant. We're talking about...
That's subjective. But,
okay.
But okay, I'm trying to make it so that like all parties included, no matter what the conversation is or how ridiculous it gets, it's relevant. But I think maybe we should kind of reel back a little bit, because we are definitely off topic.
Whatever.
And I don't want to have you editing in front
of
me.
You need to act like the hero of trains and get this back on track.
Oh, dear.
You mean Trolley Tom?
He's talking about spirit tracks. How did you not get that?
Wow.
Well, I'm kind of on a cyanide and happiness binge right now.
Oh, that's not even the I Like Trains guy.
No.
I Like
No,
trolleys.
Not that.
Oh.
Trial by Trolley.
Oh.
That new game that's coming, the board game. Anyway, I'm not about to plug a Kickstarter. Anyway.
Okay. So, TJ has discussed. He thinks he is in default mode.
Basically, for lack of a better analogy or better way to express it, because maybe I just haven't explored enough of that yet, but I wouldn't really know where to begin, so.
Somebody else has the floor. Josh wants Cody to go.
I'm just straight.
Yeah, none of us believe that. Not a single one of us believes
that. I am. I don't have any romantic or sexual attraction towards men. I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality to where, like, I can find them physically appealing. Like, oh, that's a good-looking dude.
Where to start?
But he ships away.
And suddenly we're shipping Cody and Josh.
No, but, like, I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality to where I can say that's a, you know, that's a good-looking dude or he's an appealing specimen. But I don't have any romantic or sexual interest in guys.
Specimen.
That's like how I talk about people.
But like, I'm also like comfortable enough with my sexuality where like I'll hug my male friends and it's not weird. Like,
well, if you don't do that, that's just toxic
masculinity. I'm in a band with three dudes. We get close. It gets weird, but nobody cares.
So are you technically band sexual then?
Yes.
Okay, I could see that.
I feel like
legitimately, like I could see that.
Under oath, but it's all dude dudes.
No. You're gonna have to accept the dude dudes.
No.
Dude dudes.
Nope.
The dude dudes are a thing.
Nope.
You're gonna experience fall for like the next 6 months.
I hate the fall. But sorry. If I can get sorry. Back to what I was talking about before these idiots interrupted me.
Guitar solos, but it's trumpets.
I'm gonna murder every single one of you. I know where you sleep at night.
You should come visit me.
I'm good. when I was in, like, mostly in middle school, you know, people were like, oh, you're gay, you're a faggot, you know what I mean? I think just after a while, like, I feel like I've always been sympathetic towards the LGBTQ community, where, like, I never had a problem with it. Like, you know, and I think part of it is because, like, I was teased, made fun of, people would call me, oh, you're gay, you're a faggot, just because that's what elementary and middle school boys do. And I always had this thing, like, okay, like, it, you know, what's wrong with that? You know, not that I was, but, like, who cares if two dudes like each other, or two girls like each other, or a guy likes guys and girls? Like, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? Why can't, you know, can we just, like, consenting adults do whatever they want to in the bedroom and nobody cares?
Obviously not. It's everybody's business.
Everybody makes a big deal of it, and I'm just like, who cares? Yeah. You know, why do we care about personal people's, you know, you wouldn't walk up to a straight person and ask what their sexual history is and who they're having sex with, but suddenly, like, if we think they're gay, it's like this okay thing to do to try to pry in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Link.
It's funny because, like, I feel like for me, just in terms of that acceptance, like, kind of like how you were talking about, I feel like it took me a while to get to that part in my life. I mean, granted, I had a very, like, mixed history when it comes to that, like, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, other people's perspectives and growing up in the church. You know, it was... I think I just found it easier to go with the flow of the churches because I was I was a teenager when I got when I came to Jesus and the thing that I found was just easier to just kind of go with the flow. But after a while and kind of seeing more real life examples and people and really like seeing what was out there and what was actually beyond the borders of what the church said, I found out so much more, and that changed my worldview on how I perceived that. And so I kind of feel like for you, like you definitely had a really good advantage of, you know, figuring that out early. You know, but like, so early on that was like your first thing that you said. Like, I wish that I came to that sooner.
Well, part of it was for me was like I didn't grow up in a church. I mean, I went to church when I was like really little, like 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever. After that, I didn't go to church again until the end of my senior year. I didn't, you know, I wasn't saved until the end of my senior year in high school. And by that point, I had had friends who were gay and bisexual for, you know, at least all of high school. And these were really close friends. So by that point, like, I remember my first semester in college, we were driving to a, you know, Christian weekend retreat. And me and another dude in the van were having a really big argument because, like, there was some sort of legislation that would stop gay couples from adopting children. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. We have all these children in foster care, and we have people who want to love them and give them a home and give them a good home, and you're just going to say no because of what they do in the bedroom? He's like, well, yeah, it's gay, it's wrong. The Bible says it's wrong. I'm like, no, that's stupid. That's dumb. You know. So, like, I feel like I've, you know, and because of that, like, and Dave in high school.
Oh, God.
We had a friend in high school who was very...
I do not claim him.
Who was very open about his sexuality. I'm pretty sure he was straight, too. Well, he was straight. But he would often kiss dudes as a joke.
Pretty sure Dave is at least bi.
But he would always, like, kiss dudes on the cheek as a joke. And, like, it was just something that I was around all of.
Clothes were always optional with Dave.
Oh, with that whole group of friends, it was just, everybody was just joking, yep. Like, that whole, that without naming all the names. Actually, one of those people
is now trans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
Adore her.
Yeah.
Absolutely adore her.
Yeah.
Would you like to give us your identity?
I wouldn't really call it an identity, just...
sexuality. People you are interested in, however you want to say it.
The best way to say it is, if the bear is hungry, he will eat.
Oh, dear.
Must you? You are a bear.
He is a bear.
He's a bear with a twig in his hand.
I'm not a bear, though. Bears are gay. I'm not gay. I'm bi. And I will say there's nothing gayer than being on a football team. I'm just saying now.
Oh.
The manliest men, but they do the gayest stuff. Group hugs in the shower. They'll roll our shorts all the way up and look like we're running around in diapers and...
Oh, being...
slapping each other on the ass. There's kissing involved sometimes.
Oh.
Hugs.
Being in a band is the same thing.
Oh, being in a band's totally gay too. But yeah, it's awesome.
You know, in both cases, you're spending your time with other people of the same sex all the time.
Okay, oh, absolutely.
Like... How much of that is gay, and how much of it is just, like, you remove society's, like, line that is drawn of men have to be men,
mm-hmm.
and you can just be friends? Because, like, girls are like that with their friends.
Yeah.
Oh, name a girl that hasn't made out with another girl, straight or not.
Don't give me that look.
Who was it?
None of your business. No when, one you know.
When was it?
A long time ago.
Okay. I don't know. I just think, like, I don't know how we got to where we are in modern American society where, like, these certain things, if you do these certain things, it's quote-unquote gay.
And it changes.
Yeah, but I feel like throughout history, other societies weren't, you know, they didn't have these hard divisions of this is gay, this is not gay, you know what I mean?
See, Greco-Roman wrestling is one of the gayest things in the world, but it was the ultimate test of manliness back in those times.
The Greeks were so gay.
They undressed each other and oiled each other up out of respect before wrestling naked.
The Greeks were like,
gay. Why do you think they invented olive oil?
I think we have the Olympics.
world's first lube.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Did you not know that?
Cody doesn't need it. He's a
monster. No, I know that.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
Brittany, come on now.
Whoa, whoa.
Come on now. I know that.
I do sweat a lot.
I saw that lube.
I don't think sweat counts as lube, guys.
No.
But if it's profuse enough,
it could help.
No, it's not.
Just
trust
bring
me,
all
it's
the
not.
Bodily functions into it.
Trust me.
A little sweat, a little spit.
I'm not interested in this conversation.
You wanted to talk about sexuality.
Yeah.
Sexuality, not actual sexual activity.
Oh,
yeah.
Difference!
You mean we weren't going down that road?
I mean, okay. Okay, you know what?
I'm ace, remember?
Okay, here's actually a really good question posed. Why is it that whenever we mention sexuality, we're automatically gravitated towards sex? Why is that? I mean, like, I know, like, it may seem, like, implicit, like, oh, sexuality.
Because who doesn't like sex?
Hi, me.
You don't like the feeling?
It's just not a thing that I care about.
Well, I don't mean, like, something that you think about all the time or anything like that, but ace or not, when you have sex, you still enjoy the feeling, right?
Yeah, but it's not...
That's all I'm saying. People talk about it a lot because it's something that makes them feel good.
But, like, I could literally never have sex again and not care.
Well, yeah. I would care.
I know you would care.
I would care very much, thank you.
I know you would care,
please,
but I would not...
Well, that's why I'm explaining it to you. I know you don't understand that, but... That is why. Basically why.
Well, no, but, like, and I think that goes into TJ's question of, like, when we talk sexuality, we're talking about who people are attracted to sexually. Now, the average person doesn't separate the sexual attraction from the romantic attraction like I do, because the average person lumps it all together.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
I thought we discussed in the last podcast that you were getting better about that. I know, because I had to listen to it about 50 times.
I still want all this stuff.
So does Micah.
I want snuggles,
mommy. Oh. I desire a lot of physical affection and attention.
Is that what, like, would you consider that your love language?
It's part of it.
What would be the other part?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know.
What are the love languages?
There's,
Time.
Okay, I like spending time
words
with you.
Words of affirmation.
Physical I need it from affection. Time to time. Physical affection I need.
So physical affection, acts
gifts.
Gifts.
And then acts of service.
Gifts and acts of service, like...
What about memes?
Memes are not a love language.
Yeah, they are. I love all you guys, and I send you memes all the time.
See,
memes are gifts.
I feel like
they are.
So, I feel like gifts. Death threats and sarcastic comments should be a love language.
Okay, so here's a question,
Brittany.
You would be loving
zero.
Everybody around you.
I got a zero on physical affection.
That was pretty high for me.
You know, like,
just my big ass feet.
In our marriage counseling,
what size are you?
Not counseling.
16.
In our premarital counseling, I got the first zero that they had ever seen, and it was in physical affection.
Dude,
that's actually too small
that.
For me.
Yeah,
they're comparing foot sizes.
Here, take off your pants.
The sexualness. The sexualness continues.
I mean, these pants are kind of see-through, so I'm not hiding much.
It's true. I told him you can see his boxers.
It happens. I've seen him in a towel.
I'm going to exit out of the conversation for just
care.
Just responding to a message from Riley, who is not here tonight, if you were listening earlier.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
Okay.
If this doesn't get too personal, if it does, you can just snip it out. Do you think, because you've described yourself as a high-functioning sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that plays a role into your asexuality? Do you think they're linked?
I do, actually. I think that because there are parts of my brain that are wired differently, I think that technically the pleasure center of a sociopath and psychopath's brains are different. So, with criminal sociopaths, generally they get a form of a sexual release from whatever crime they compulsively commit.
Right.
So I feel like there's probably something similar for me that I just don't know whatever it is that would excite me or get some kind of emotional release out of, but I don't know what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a non-criminal sociopath, so I don't have any kind of compulsion to harm or to complete any acts. So there's no way of finding it out, really, because there's no compulsion. But yes, I do think the two
That's what college is for.
Two are linked. I've been through college.
That'd be interesting to see if there have been any studies done on it, though.
Well, technically asexuality, the lack of sex drive is still diagnosable in the DSM.
Yeah.
So,
although
it's possible.
Your shots helped you.
Well, yeah, but I don't know how much of that is just the fact that I went through menopause at 26 and how much of it is my body being my body and my brain being my brain.
I have actually seen some cases where asexuality is linked to a chemical imbalance in the body, and once that's fixed, you have your sex drive back.
Who knows? Part of my chemical imbalance, my hormonal imbalance is fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like asexuality, it can not saying this is the only result, but of what you were saying with sometimes meds and hormones helping, I feel like it could just be a hormonal imbalance that's contributing to it.
Yeah, it can. And like Cody said, I mean, my touch repulsion definitely improved when I started getting my hormone therapy, my shots. But still ace.
You have to get those shots in your butt.
My hip, yeah.
Was that uncomfortable?
No, it actually hurts less than getting them in my arm. There's more there.
It's a meatier part.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
it's last time I got a shot in my arm, I ended up with nerve damage, so I'd really rather not do that again.
The things with the shots is they're not changing how you feel or your actual physical attraction. Yeah, they might mess with your hormone levels and might help with some of the signs and symptoms. Like you were saying, you personally exhibit, you know, touch repulsion and stuff like that. But the shots aren't necessarily like a magic cure-all. They're gonna affect different people differently.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna, you know, just suddenly make you sexually attracted to men, or sexually attracted to women, or sexually attracted to both if you don't feel that anyways.
Right, exactly.
Well, I think that's a very interesting idea when you try to link one's sexuality with their mental state as well. I mean, just because there's so much we don't know about that still, it's
people still send their kids to conversion camps to try and, like, legitimately counsel, shock, like, behavior modification therapy, like, any of that to, like, or even pray the gay away. Like, people believe that being gay is something that is wrong with an individual.
Now it's time to gay the prey away.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, and this is going to be kind of a reference that I know you'll understand, but it's almost like in S.H.I.E.L.D. with Hydra, how like they're trying to hypnotize people like into certain ideologies.
Are you ready to comply?
Oh my gosh. Are you ready to conform?
Yeah, basically.
That's just... Alright, do you really want to...
There's a Stranger Things sticker with the little sister saying nerd. for Facebook Messenger. I found it today and I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yes, it's perfect.
We're still getting Piccolo's picture put in somewhere where it says
we need a poster.
I sent you the link.
I know, to make a poster. I can just do it on Redbubble and order it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably already there on Redbubble.
Can you
possibly?
Can you make something that says nerd underneath it?
Yeah, you
just
upload
use the
meme.
Image that's already there. I mean, I could design it myself if I wanted to.
Design and edit it yourself.
Why would I put it on the mirror?
Because it would be for everyone to
see. It'd be a direct reflection.
But then how am I going to use that mirror?
Turkey.
TJ has exited the chat.
We lost TJ again. I like this
hey,
living
TJ.
Room thing.
No.
Can I have a pick me up? Oh, Dad.
Stop breaking the TJ.
Okay, so
can't help
this.
It.
Like legit,
nothing.
Nothing.
We didn't speak while you were gone.
Gotcha.
Resuming. Resuming. We were talking about how people equate mental health with homosexuality and such. Funny story. I
ate a big red candle.
I don't get that reference.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's making me uncomfortable, so I have no idea how she's handling it right now.
Sorry, it's a meme.
Apparently. You guys make me feel so old.
I'm the oldest one in the room. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but you get memes, and I just feel old.
Well, I'm a meme lord. I have to understand.
Yeah, so...
I don't get what meme they're referencing either, if that helps you feel better.
It's my friend Evan and I.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, true.
Anyways. Anyways.
Alright,
so in regards to my being ace, I have been told that within the context of the church, that means that there is something very wrong with it. Because our purpose is to, especially within the context of marriage, be fruitful and multiply. You know?
Okay, I was trying to be fruitful and it made Cody uncomfortable.
No, that's not how it works, right?
Be fruitful, then subtract.
Right.
Oh, I'm kind of fruit, my bad.
Okay. So, yes, I have been told that being ace is not right in the Christian community. Mm. I've also been told that I was wrong to get my surgery.
My take?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it, like...
Saved my
life? Saved your life?
Mm-hmm. What surgery?
She had her penis removed.
Oh, okay.
I had my fallopian tube.
But that was your favorite part.
Oh, my.
There's a reason my balls are bigger than his.
Yikes, dog.
Oh, shit.
No.
You can see how big they are in these pants.
Dude, your sister's right there.
I'm not paying attention. I won't see. I ain't looking.
No, I had to have a...
It's okay, it's the South.
Oh my god. Cody went there.
Oh no, you don't say that.
I had to have a tubal. Have my fallopian tubes.
If you can't keep it in your pants, keep it in the family.
Oh god.
You know,
never gonna make it
I wouldn't be surprised if half of our siblings are somehow inbred. There's so damn many of us.
Oh, what have we done?
Our parents must have been in a cult or something. Why else do you have 10 kids?
That we know of. There might be more of us.
Yeah, you've only found 10.
Yeah. Apparently our dad was married to another time before us that we never even knew about.
As the marijuana burn, we could take our turn and sing it then.
And who knows, they might have more than 2 kids we only know about.
Okay, so we're going to clear comms for a second because Brittany was in the middle of something and we're going to make sure that she is able to say that. So please.
No, I was just going to say I had to have an actual tubal ligation with my fallopian tube removed and some growths removed from my abdominal cavity after I had Micah.
And it was something that saved your life.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you would consider as necessary.
Yeah, and it
so
never would have happened if I hadn't had Micah. So.
Yeah, and the fact that it was condemned
Oh yeah,
by
no.
The church.
People are like,
well, come on, maybe next time you should just die because kids don't need their mother.
Oh no, I'm supposed to have more children. Don't you know that's my purpose in life? Oh, Cody shakes his head. No, no more
kids.
I
also feel like that God kind of makes an exception for people with illnesses and stuff like that. Like, he's not, I feel like he's not going to get up there and judge you and condemn you because of a life, because of a, you know, life-saving surgery that you had to have.
I don't think my purpose in life is to bear children.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily
anybody's role. I find that reductive.
I don't think that's really... that needs to happen anymore.
Wait,
that's why I think
just,
the Bible was written so long ago. I feel like today's society and today's times are different, and so if you're trying to compare something that was written thousands upon thousands of years ago.
The Bible doesn't, nowhere in the Bible does it say that a woman's purpose is to bear children.
We actually...
No, but it says be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, that was to one specific
person. I'm gonna have to whip out the chocolate.
No, I know, but I was just saying...
Yeah, that was literally only for Adam and Eve, because they needed to populate the planet.
So,
yeah,
speaking
and
that was,
of
that...
But they still saying that we should only be of a man and our purpose is to have all
cover the world with our seeds.
Yeah, that's just the church trying to interpret one verse.
Well, that's what I was referring to.
Out of context.
Really?
What?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, we were talking about bukkake.
Oh, God.
They kind of were.
I was saying that
except the world is
the
white girl
with our semen. So we're covered. We don't need any more.
So on that topic, we need a new plague.
No, that is not on topic.
Okay, Thanos.
I'm serious.
Quit
take,
that shit.
Take out all the stupid.
No, just take out like a third
that's
of the population.
That's called eugenics.
I'm all for a purge.
That's eugenics.
I'm all for social Darwinism. Call off the stupid.
No.
No, I don't approve. I think we should just cut down making babies.
That's libertarianism. Take off the warning labels and let the stupid people
sort itself out. See, my brother.
See, you
me.
Can't be mad at me. Mr. Scott taught me that one.
Oh yes,
see,
because Mr. Scott is the end all be all.
Hey, he might be listening.
He told me I'm not allowed to talk. I don't care about Tom Stoffel. He told me I'm not allowed to talk about my grades in his class.
So
because other students might get bad ideas.
Tom Stoffel is all you need to know.
Well, yeah, I don't have to work tomorrow.
Yay!
I don't have to take my friend to a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but I do have to take her home at some point.
I have a 6:45 a.m. order.
So are we still talking about toxic relationships?
No, that was if my sister texted me back, and she did not.
Oh, Cheyenne.
Stealing negative gender stereotypes in the children.
I think we just need to instill the fear of God in the children again.
Like literally Christian morals, or just
no,
make
like
them
beat
fear?
The crap out of them.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I think that's what's wrong with Generation Y. They didn't get hit.
My grandpa on my dad's side stuck a gun in my dad's mouth and threatened to pull the trigger and blow his brains out.
That's why your dad is so messed up.
My dad turned out okay.
No, this is why your dad has problems expressing his emotions.
That doesn't explain why the guitar pick is on your head, Cody. You just completely derailed that into like an allegory.
Selfie's guy bouncing on your boy's third eye.
Alright, TM.
We really could go off on a tangent about gender stereotypes, gender identity, but I get the feeling that we're gonna need to save that one for a different podcast.
I need all the subjects we can.
I feel like most of us don't conform to our pre-determined society.
Yeah. Clearly, you and I do not.
I don't think that's a podcast I should be in.
God!
I think that you would be a good devil's advocate in that podcast.
Actually, you know what's funny? I have...
Conversation we had earlier was quite productive.
It was, but... I like to leave it at that.
Okay. You don't have to participate in any podcasts that you are not comfortable in. Knuckles! Gotta do the maze thing! Knuckles! What is happening right now? I'm so uncomfortable.
He's exploring his curiosity.
No, my hand is.
Okay.
It wasn't me, it was
okay,
my hand.
Curious George, keep in your pants.
You're curious George now.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, motherfucker.
I'm just gonna call you Curious George from now on.
We'll have to change his nickname in the chat.
My hand is lonely, Tony.
But we can't tell Riley. Don't tell
Riley.
Don't tell Riley.
Tell
Riley.
Sorry, Riley.
Riley, help.
We love you.
We miss you.
Okay. Fuck out of here.
He means the hospital.
She'll be listening to this like 2 weeks from now, and she's just gonna like just be putting a constant middle finger on her phone, just like.
She's going to. She'll be in the chat and being like, middle fingers. All the middle fingers. I hate you guys.
And then she'll immediately say, I love you guys.
Yep.
Because she actually.
And then she's going to get to the end and be like, how'd you guys know?
Here we go. Riley showed up.
Aww, he put the salt on the table.
It's like she was here the whole time.
Aww. Alright. Any final thoughts, words? Comments, concerns, screams of terror.
You okay? Come here.
Come here. Well, there was something we wanted to bring up.
Ow. What?
We were thinking about putting in the descriptions like potential services and directives to getting help for things that you think maybe you need. In future podcasts, maybe you want to.
Right. No, of course, we are going to include some resources. I'm going to find the best national resources that I can.
Can I throw it out there?
What?
Tegan and Sarah Foundation, they do a lot for LGBTQ youth.
Okay.
That'd be good.
There'll be a link to that.
And
in...
Tegan and Sarah are the best.
I have a special presentation of an ASMR for you today.
Stop it, you two. So there will be a link to that foundation in...
Ah!
Oh my god!
I just turned on the TV!
That would be midnight.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay, to be fair to Cody, you did say screams of terror.
You did. That is loud.
He just gave you that loud.
And you want that loud?
You want some loud? I got that loud.
There will be a link to that foundation in the episode notes. I'm going to be done now. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Life Sucks Podcast. I'm turning this off for my voice. A little too rowdy.
Oh, yeah.